Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for Ninja Foodie dumplings without suet. Though they can be made in any air fryer, we just had our Ninja Foodie out at the time and they were just perfect for it. After yesterday, and I was running through slow cooker lamb stew and dumplings, I thought it was about time that I actually gave you more information about the dumplings we make and why we make them without suet and just how easy and simple they are and how they can be transformed across many a different stew recipe. These actually came about several years ago, and it was after a conversation with my cousin. She's American, and I was asking her what American biscuits was because I was curious, and she said, oh, it's basically your scones recipe, just make cheese scones and you got biscuits, and add a load of salt because they're really salty. So it got me thinking, and you know, at the time we lived in Portugal and it was so expensive to buy suet, which is the traditional food ingredient that gets put into traditional dumplings. So I thought, right, I'll give this a try. So I did some cheese scones. But what I did is I added a lot more herbs than I would normally use so that they were more fitting with the flavour that you would have in, say, a stew. And then I tried them and they were absolutely amazing. And then Dominic says, they're great, but let's add more cheese. So in the end, these more became cheesy dumplings without suet. But they were so easy and quick to make. And you could just load them over any stew, casserole. And they're just lovely. Or they're great for just having as something to dunk into a soup as well. And they were just amazing. So that's what's become of our dumplings now. We tend to make these more than the ones with suet because you don't always have suet in and you're thinking, all right, I just fancy a stew. I've got flour in the cupboard. I've got cheese in the fridge. You know, let's make some of these. So that's what they've become. So if the ingredients list is weird to you, then just know they're absolutely delicious. They're like homemade fluffy dumplings. They've just got a bit more cheese in. Oh, and they're so nice if you love cheese. So, and also, this is another thing. There's quite a few vegetarians that want to be able to enjoy dumplings. And the vegetarian version of the suet is really expensive. So this is also great over a vegetarian casserole or stew. So just bear that in mind if you're a vegetarian. So you'll need quite a lot, 350 grams of self-raising flour, about 50 grams of butter, 2 large eggs, about 125 grams of grated cheddar cheese, 60 ml of skimmed milk, which is about 4 cups, a tablespoon of mixed herbs, half a tablespoon of rosemary, and of course, some salt and pepper. So that ingredient list really isn't that bad, because if you think about it, we've all got flour in, we've all got butter in, and we've normally all got eggs, cheese, and milk in. So then after that, you just add in a few herbs. So it's just really, really easy based on what you've got in and without having to go shopping thinking, oh, I want to make that, but I need to go shopping for this, that, and the other. I mean, I'm all about ingredients that we all naturally have in. So place the seasonings, flour, and butter into a bowl and rub it in with your fingertips until it resembles coarse breadcrumbs. So basically the rubbing in method of scones that you were taught in school. And then crack in the eggs and add grated cheese and the milk. Then using your hands, mix until you have a soft dough. Place the dough onto a floured worktop and flour your rolling pin as well. I also flour my hands because it stops them getting sticky as I'm rolling out the dough. And then roll out the dough and divide it into 9 pieces of dough. And I'm going to just use a veggie knife for this. It just makes it easy. You can, if you're being particular. I do this sometimes when I'm wanting to photo it and I don't want one looking big and one looking small. You can weigh out your total dough, divide it by 9, and then weigh out each dough ball. Then make each piece of dough into a small to medium dough ball. Then load them into the air fryer basket of the Ninja or any air fryer and cook for 8 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit. Or just cook them for 4 minutes if you're adding them to stew, and then they can go on top of your slow cooker stew and they're perfect. And it's just something so simple from everyday ingredients that I'm just loving at this time of year when it's cold outside and you just want stew and dumplings. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.